Stephen and Katrina Hintner will be joining us. And
right.
Anna Woo. James from UW Extension going to join us part two. Going to be a lot of fun.
Yep.
And Wisconsin hockey on the radio tonight at 7:30. Puck drops at 7:30. Wisconsin versus Minnesota.
Ooh, good one.
You too. Have a good day.
You too, man.
You too, James.
Have a great one out there, everybody. And we'll talk to you soon and later right here at, I like the way Melissa does it.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Special Report. We're waiting for an update from police in Maine on mass shootings at a restaurant and at a bowling alley north of Portland last night. 16 people were killed, at least dozens injured. Cynthia Hunter lives in Lewiston.
This is an overwhelming situation. I don't think we've ever had anything like this.
There's a manhunt for 40-year-old Army Reserve Sergeant Robert Card, who spent time in a mental health facility. Lisbon Police Chief Ryan McGee is asking locals to
reach out if you see something suspicious, something isn't right. If you look out in your yard and you're like, that door wasn't open, or, you know, that trailer wasn't positioned that way, you see anything suspicious, please call us.
CBS's Elaine Quijano spoke with a neighbor.
He said it's the kind of place where, you know, people don't lock their doors at night necessarily. Everyone kind of knows everyone here. And for this to happen in their community, it's been devastating.
President Biden's ordered flags lowered in honor of the victims. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Weather experts say climate change is making October nights in the Midwest feel warmer more often than not. A new analysis from the nonprofit Climate Central says fall evening temperatures in the U.S. have warmed by nearly 2 degrees on average since 1970. In Madison and Milwaukee, it's closer to 4 degrees. Scientists say mosquitoes are thriving and people with respiratory issues like asthma are suffering. The Wisconsin Ethics Commission today is considering tighter rules on anonymous campaign donations. The commission is asking staff to propose new policies on anonymous contributions. It's deciding what campaigns have to do with anonymous contributions higher than $10. Those are supposed to be donated to charity, but some campaigns have interpreted that to mean only the amount above $10. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Security Health Plan is hosting Medicare seminars in central Wisconsin today. People who will soon be eligible for Medicare are invited to learn about the plans offered by Security Health Plan of Wisconsin Incorporated. There's in-person sessions in Wisconsin Rapids today, October 26th, and next month on November 9th, or you can attend online. You can register or find out more information and other locations at securityhealth.org. The Wood County Drug Takeback Day is Saturday, October 28th. There's multiple locations around the county to drop off your unused and expired medications. You'll want to remove prescription labels or black out your personal information. Or you can place loose pills in a zip-top bag and keep liquids in their original containers. You can visit doseofrealitywi.gov for the full list of locations and times, or call 715-421-8911. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
The Packers getting ready for Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Vikings Sunday at noon, but they'll be missing some key players. Safety Darnell Savage placed on IR with a calf injury. Eric Stokes back on injured reserve after pulling a hamstring Sunday in Denver. It was his first game back in nearly a year.
Man, just, I can't believe it. Like, I don't worry 11 and a half months just to get back to where I was at. I can't believe any of this. I just have no words.
NBA, the Bucks host the 76ers tonight for the season opener. James Harden finally showed up to practice in Philly, but will not be playing in the game in Milwaukee. Meanwhile, Giannis celebrates his 11th season with the Bucks and was asked what it all means.
The Milwaukee Bucks organization, they've been there with me since the beginning. They changed my life. They changed my family life. My kids were born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You know, my mom is here enjoying her life. My dad spent a couple years here before he passed away. And for that, I can't turn my back.
That's the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with isolated thunderstorms likely. High of 65, south winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Isolated thunderstorms again tonight, 58, cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 56.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Media app. This is Mad Radio.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song.
I worry that what's happening, like in the House, I'm a former member. These are not serious people. They're going to pat themselves on the back today for after 21 days of getting the speaker. It's ludicrous. And then they see all of these cases, 91 indictments, all of the things that are happening. There's a danger that this becomes background noise. What folks care about in Minnesota is this week we were announced as a hydrogen hub. Joe Biden's delivering on the things that make a difference.
Governor Tim Walz. Of the great state of Minnesota. Okay, a very, very dark morning, as we know. We are obviously monitoring this. The manhunt is still underway in Maine. The latest death toll, you said, Chris, is 18.
And the number of people injured has been moved down to 13. So yeah. It's okay. Not the dozens that they were saying before, yeah. Which is good news.
Yeah. Yes, everything's relative in 2023 America. Okay. So we need all the rays of light we can, human and otherwise. He is a bona fide Twitter rock star, author of The Littlest President, senior advisor to Really American. I know it's not really a morning for jingles, but every little boy remembers the first time he got jingled, no matter what.
This is Brooklyn Dad Defiant Rat.
My spirit
no
animal.
On the show where we're listening.
Just calling you Brooklyn.
Tell me now, what's the name of this here cat?
Brooklyn Dad Defiant. Defiant joins us now. Brooklyn Dad Defiant. Brooklyn Dad Defiant. Rockstar cheers.
Thank you.
Always a happy day when we got 718 in the house. Good morning, Brooklyn Dad.
Good morning. Glad to be here. I remember the last time I heard that jingle. I couldn't stop laughing for a solid 2 minutes.
We need a little happiness this morning. I mean, you know, as always, you were right on it on Twitter. You know, you just said one of the things that pisses me off most about mass shooters are cowards. They go out there looking to cause maximum destruction. No one even sees it coming. When the cops catch up with them, and they will, 9 times out of 10, they do the cowardly thing and take themselves out instead of facing justice and the families of the people they murdered. The other cowards that piss me off are the politicians who allow the NRA to set policy while blocking any and all meaningful reform. I'm tired of the slaughterhouse these cowards have allowed my once beautiful America to turn into. Well said, sir, as usual. But here we are again, right?
I feel like I'm running out of words to express the shock and outrage. Well, I'm not running out of shock or outrage. I mean, what I said about what really hurts my heart, you know, is that this coward, he knew, like, and in all of these cases, they plan this to the nth detail. You know, they've got their, in this case, he didn't have any kind of, you know, visor or tactical gear or whatever. He just went with his gun blasting. But he had a plan, and they all do. And at some point, they have to factor in, like, there's no way I'm getting out of this alive. Or, you know, there's no way I'm not going to prison for this. So if you know that you're on a suicide mission, just like, why don't you just leave the innocent people out of it, you know, and go. You want to do suicide by cop, then,
yeah,
you know,
have at it.
At it. But don't take out, I mean, for crying out loud, this was at the bowling alley. The bowling alley was like youth night.
Yeah.
How sick.
Yeah.
How sick do you have to be?
And, you know, I don't know. I keep calling you Brooklyn Dad just because I'm sorry that you
please
have a name. But I just, you know, this is what I guess we were saying. We just get on cue. There is these right. Can I just say right wing solutions are just never solutions. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
It just it's because we get the same. Like we were just talking about Mike Pence saying the death penalty will stop these shootings. And as you just said, 9 times out of 10, they're cowards that kill themselves you know, anyway, that is not any kind of deterrent. You had, you know, Newt Gingrich on Fox on Q saying, oh, we need more relaxed gun laws, right? You know, you had another, you know, an ex-cop on Fox say it's not the guns, of course, because it's never the guns. Oh, it's the mental illness. Well, as you know, they don't want to do anything about mental illness either. You know, and it obviously is the deadly combination, isn't it?
It is. And when they say it's not the guns, like I always go back to like today, one of my friends sent me a screenshot of an exchange that happened under one of his tweets. And the guy says, some guy named Joey Manarino, he's a Trumper, I suppose, says, you're ignorant. Guns don't kill people. People kill people.
Lord.
And then somebody replied to him and said, what do people kill people with? And he says, everything. I mean, you know, you put the facts in their face and they're still going to sidestep it or step over it just to cling to this. It's an irrational need for guns. Like, what about our need for the pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness? Doesn't that count for anything?
Yeah.
That's kind of, isn't that in the Constitution too?
And
that we have the right to life?
And not to profile, but boy, what a surprise. Angry white guy, gun nut, right?
Yeah.
Can't write this stuff. Firearm safety instructor, right? The good guy with a gun we've been told so much about. The, you know, responsible gun owner, right? Literally teaches gun safety. I mean, anyway, you tweeted, the United States of America is the only nation on earth that has regular mass shootings and claims there's nothing that can be done about it. There are 331.9 million people in America. There are 433.9 million guns. That is effing insane.
Yes.
Let's say again, it is the guns, right?
We have over 100 million more guns, well over 100 million more guns than people. And look, they like to talk about, you know, it's video games or it's, you know, caffeine or you need a back door or you have too many doors or it's video. You know, I mean, mental illness. Every country on earth
has all those
dealing
things
with people with mental illness, and they have video games there and they have extra doors there, but you don't have all of these mass shootings. So if you solve for X equals we have too many damn guns, and specifically those assault weapons. It takes, you know, a second to reload one of those, I don't know, 100-round, I don't know how many rounds come in those magazines, but, you know, they can kill a lot of people in a minute.
Yeah.
You know, and you can't do the same thing with a, you know, a semi-automatic, you know, pull the trigger every time you want to shoot a bullet.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and, you know, how many of these shootings have we seen? That's the only pause in the slaughter is when they had to change magazines and were able to be stopped. So don't tell me everything doesn't make a difference, being able to have these enormous magazines and these enormous, you know, military assault rifles.
Stephanie, I got to ask you a question. Why does the NRA have such outsized influence on our politics here in America?
Jody is making the international symbol for money. I can see it in my peripheral vision. Yes. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's what do we have a Rocky Mountain Mike song, go on making money from guns. That's
right.
It. Mm-hmm. It's about selling guns and selling more guns. I mean, I know, I keep thinking, you know, Brooklyn Dad, that every time this comes, I'm like, aren't they bankrupt? Haven't they been proven to be the most corrupt, like, organization in the world? And they're still here. They're still allowing us to live in a slaughterhouse every day in America.
Yeah, they've got, like, next to Trump, they've got one of the worst brands there is out there now. Like, you know, I have seen polls where gun owners really are overwhelmingly in favor of some of the things that we're asking for, background checks, red flag laws. This guy was hearing voices, had turned himself
made
in,
threats
said
before.
That he wanted to shoot up some kind of, what was it, National Guard station or something?
And
he was out there free to mow people down because Maine doesn't have a red flag law.
And this is why you're such a, you know, clear, amazing voice on Twitter and elsewhere, just about the need to vote. Because, you know, you were just talking yesterday about this news House speaker. He's just as bad as Jordan. We just not enough people have heard of him. You said House Republicans who cast their vote for Mike Johnson as speaker are sending a loud and clear message to Americans. They approve of discrimination against LGBTQ and insurrection. Take note, folks, there is no room in our Congress for hateful insurrectionists. And you just said they elected an election denying, abortion banning, LGBT hating extremists to be speaker of our house. You just said we have work to do, folks. 2024 is coming. It's the only solution to gun violence or to anything we want done. All we're going to get are more Hunter Biden D-picks with these guys. Doesn't matter if they have a speaker or not.
Right.
This is all they want to do, right?
Yeah, I think the only reason that he was able to pass muster is that, like, almost nobody knew who the hell this guy was. He's like a no-frills insurrectionist. You
he's
know,
less shouty and wears a jacket. That's the difference between him and Jordan.
Make no mistake, you know, that guy is as dangerous, if not even more so, than Jim Jordan. He just doesn't have the screechy voice and the aversion to wearing a jacket. But he is anti-abortion. He is anti-LGBTQ, you know, anti-same-sex marriage. He's anti-everything except for anti-Trump, you know. He's an election denier. That's the part that scares me the most, because he's in the seat of power. He's two seats away
from the presidency. He's
a few heartbeats away from the presidency. This is, you know, frightening. And yesterday, all these major newspapers like USA Today and they're all like, who is Mike Johnson? Why don't you guys know this? Why are you asking us?
And by the way, this press conference announcing him, you said Republicans don't boo sedition, they don't boo insurrection, they boo the reporter that asks about it, and they support the guy who plans it. Utterly disgraceful. I mean, it just tells you everything you need to know about this party, right? Virginia Fox going, shut up.
Yeah.
Was that the granny?
Yes.
That's
the granny with the squiggy eye. Good God. You also tweeted yesterday, good morning and happy Wednesday to everyone who agrees that Ginny Thomas needs to be investigated and Clarence Thomas needs to step down from the Supreme Court so his SCOTUS decision don't interfere with his many fancy gifts from billionaires. I said earlier today, Brooklyn Dad, how many times did she text with Mark Meadows, who just flipped? Let's hope we find out, right?
Yeah, yeah. So I was I did a little show with you know Mueller, She Wrote, you know, Allison Gill.
Of course, but it's very she's important friend of the Stephanie Miller
show. She's amazing, and she's so on point, right? Yes. So I was asking her. I was asking about how he got the what is it?
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
It's that time of year where things go bump in the night. Ghosts and ghouls and goblins are spotted roaming the foggy late-night landscape, preparing for Halloween. Coming soon, there will be tricks and treats, costumes and fun. But remember, there's only one thing more scary and disturbing than vampires, witches, or even clowns. The most frightening thing of all, an old, rickety, dark and dirty porta potty. Don't let the thought of a porta potty frighten you. Crockett Septic has a huge inventory of porta potties available for events, parties, and promotions, and they're always clean and comfortable. Stay away from those nasty porta coffins and call Crockett Septic for a porta potty experience that won't scare the well. You know, out of you. From Rome to Rudolph in Junction City, Grand Rapids and Nakusa, all the way to Point and Plover, Crockett Septic can handle your porta-potty needs, holding tanks, and septic pumping too. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
I feel like Sally Struthers needs to be here for this commercial for Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. Yeah. Look,
Sarah McLachlan playing underneath.
Yes, don't you think? There's like she has her head propped up like, Mommy, I'm so weak from not eating. Where is my Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend? I cannot hold my head up. Her whole body, Chris, is only 10 pounds.
I see that. That's adorable.
That little head has got to be, what, a half a pound, and she can't hold it up.
I know.
Because Aww. She has not had a Dr. Mark. Really? In the arms of the angels? Okay, I'm getting you. They go crazy for Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's raw. It's freeze-dried. It is all just real food. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, right? All these amazing. Those are the first ingredients, Chris. What does it end with? The big finale? Sunflower seeds, broccoli, kale. And kale.
Kale.
I mean, come on. Your sexy little dogs need and cats. Need the best stuff from Dr. Marty. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Everything everyone just said is either obvious or wrong.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
She's running around. Her breath doesn't smell. Her digestive system is perfect. It has made such a huge difference.
What did this dog parent do for their dog? She switched to Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food made by Dr. Marty Goldstein, a veterinarian Forbes magazine called the Miracle Worker. It's the easiest way to support your dog's easy digestion, nourished skin, playful energy, and most importantly, their healthy, full life.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is back with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free full-sized bag of Tilly's Treasures dog treats. They're best-selling beef liver dog treats while supplies last. Go to DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Go to DrMartyPets.com/Miller or shop in over 2,000 stores nationwide. Use the store locator to find the store closest to you. All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
Attention, business owners. Have you already filed for your employee retention credit with the IRS? As reported in a major financial paper, the IRS will be slowing down ERC checks. You could now be waiting several months to a year plus to get your ERC money. We can help you get it within 10 days. As long as you've already filed for your ERC with the IRS, we can advance you the money. Finance ERC has already funded millions of dollars in ERC money. You don't need to wait to get your money. We can get it to you within 10 days. Again, if you've already filed your employer retention credit, we can help you get the money in your bank account within 10 days from today. But you need to call right now while time is on your side. Here's our number. Not available in all states.
800-546-2806. 800-546-2806. 800-546-2806. That's 800-546-2806.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Protect your home against everyday life with Loctite Power Grab Adhesive. It's durable, paintable, and reduces the need for clamping. With 0 second instant grab, get a 9-ounce tube of all-purpose construction adhesive for just $2.99 after an 11% rebate now at Menards. Good through October 29th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Groody's doing DC, baby. The rest of the week I'll be there. You know, I got some big guests lined up.
And you'll have to tune in for those very special guests live from Washington, D.C. this Wednesday and Thursday. Catch the broadcast starting at 4.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocate's Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. Push it real good. Yeah, what? Yeah. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, Julie has tweeted, Mr. Defiant dropped an S-bomb as if I couldn't love him more. Mr. Defiant, she calls you. By the way, Brooklyn Dad.
You can call me BDD.
Brooklyn Dad Defiant is here. Twitter rock star. Your real name, I didn't want to screw it up, Majid Padalan. Padalan, am I saying that right?
Padalan is correct. Right. I prefer the hard J, Majid.
Majid.
My teachers in school used to call me Majid, which is fine too. Sounds like you're French. Maybe you're from France.
Oui, oui.
Majid.
And then you became a leader of the resistance. author of The Littlest President, senior advisor to Really American, host of Storytime with Brooklyn Dad Defiant. Just more important than ever to have voices like yours out there. Brooklyn Dad, because it's just I don't know how many five alarm fires we can have. Gun violence here in America, the Middle East blowing up, and I keep saying it's all one story. You know what I mean? Like Trump being a criminal and a traitor is, you know, sort of the overarching. But you know, I keep talking about him sharing Israeli intelligence with the Russians in the Oval Office, and Putin's fingerprints are all over this Hamas thing and what's happening right now. You know, they trained some of them. Some of the money came from Russia. I mean, Trump doesn't even get that Russia and Iran are not our friends, right? That he shared intelligence that went directly to Iran and to Russia, you know, to Russia, Iran, and Hamas. It is, again, all one story, right, about how important this next election is.
It hurts my brain how interconnected, like when you just laid out all of those interconnected stories, I was like, whoa, whoa. I felt like Neo in The Matrix. Whoa.
Whoa.
You know? Yeah. And who would have known that Trump giving up that intel was going to come back to bite us, except all of us.
Yeah.
We all knew.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And next year's election is critical because it's clear. It has become clear that no matter how many indictments he's under, his base is solid. And even strangely enough, a sizable number of so-called moderates in the Republican Party are still backing him because, I don't know, I guess they like the authoritarian in him. Oh, fascist me harder, daddy, you know. You know, it's scary that people are willing to give up so much liberty in exchange for an imagined security or a sense of safety. You
Here's
know?
The good news. You can get your Spanky McDumbass Goes to Prison t-shirt.
I love that one.
I wear that all the time from Brooklyn Dad Defiant.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. School district superintendents in Wisconsin might someday not have to be licensed with the State Department of Public Instruction. The Assembly's Education Committee is taking up a bill today. The committee is also taking public input on several bills relating to Native American students. That includes standards for teaching Native American studies and rules for pupils wearing traditional tribal regalia at school events like graduation. Wisconsin wildlife officials have approved a new wolf management plan for the state. It aims to keep the wolf population at around 1,000 wolves with room for flexibility in certain places. Farmers, hunters, and Republican state lawmakers want a more specific number. They say wolves are killing too much livestock and too many deer. The lack of a specific population number likely means there won't be another wolf hunt soon. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wood County is currently under a flood warning, with the Yellow River a foot above flood stage in Pittsville. Here's Brittany Merlot with more weather details.
Heavy rain, damaging hail, and thunderstorms moved through the area yesterday and dropped nearly 4 inches of rain, causing flooding throughout the county, including along I-39 and Highway 29. Remember to turn around, don't drown when encountering flooded roads. We've got a wet week ahead, with more rain tonight and also again tomorrow, with another inch or so expected.
The ATV and UTV trails in Clark County are closed, effective immediately. The Forestry and Parks Department closed the trails today because of the excessive rain we received yesterday. They're closing for the safety of riders and to preserve the condition of the trails. Staff will assess the potential damage and monitor trails. They could open back up on December 15th, depending on conditions. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Grudy's doing DC, baby. The rest of the week, I'll be there. You know, I got some big guests lined up.
And you'll have to tune in for those very special guests live from Washington, D.C. this Wednesday and Thursday. Catch the broadcast starting at 4.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
The Bucks are back tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the season opener. The Bucks host the Philadelphia 76ers tonight at Fiserv Forum, downtown Milwaukee. Tip-off time at 6:30. Philadelphia will be without James Harden. Although he rejoined the team yesterday, he did not make the trip to Milwaukee. NFL, the Packers injury list getting long. Matt LaFleur.
So Aaron Jones, Josh Myers, Luke Musgrave, Darnell Savage, and Eric Stokes did not practice. Then limited were Jair Alexander, Drake Campbell, Elton Jenkins, Yosh, and Devontae Wyatt.
The Packers host the Vikings on Sunday. College football, the Badgers have their hands full Saturday night when they host Ohio State at Camp Randall, kickoff at 6:30. Why is Ohio State ranked number 3rd in the nation? Luke Fickell.
You see the complete team be able to play together, offense, defense, and special teams, regardless of if they got a first-round draft pick quarterback right now and they're scoring 55 points a game. It's ultimately about winning. You can see it whether it's you watch the offense with the defense or even the special teams.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with isolated thunderstorms likely. High of 65, south winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Isolated thunderstorms again tonight, 58, cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 56.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in. And one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner, three. Got it again!
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
I know it's been a long few weeks. From an outside point of view, these last few weeks probably look like total chaos, confusion, no end in sight. But from my perspective, this is one of the greatest experiences in recent history of our republic.
What?
Oh my
God.
That was Tom Emmer, who was a speaker nominee for a tenth of a Scaramucci.
Yes. Yes.
Brooklyn Dad. Brooklyn Dad Defiant is here. I mean, are you kidding me? He said, this is really, this has been one of the greatest moments in the history of our program, this complete show we've been watching for 3 weeks with no speaker. Oh my God! I really one of them tried to spin it like that. Yeah. Brooklyn Dad, they were trying to, what? I can't remember who it was that was like, oh, this is real good. This is, I think it proves what a diverse something.
Whatever.
Oh my God! No, it doesn't. I think it's good for us. It's bad for America, but good for us politically because it shows it, every day they show what a complete clown show they are. No offense.
So if it had been us. Right. If it had been Democrats, they would have been, oh, Democrats are in disarray, because we've been there before, actually. In fact, one of my big complaints back in the day was that we can never get on all on the same page. You know, we're always fighting each other. And now, like, you know, at least for the House Speaker thing, we were in lockstep. And that kind of that got me a little verklempt.
Yeah.
You know, so it's all unified. Beautiful.
I was laughing. This past Saturday was our L.A. Sexy Liberal that was pay-per-viewed all over the world, and we love everybody. Everybody said it was the best one ever, but I was laughing at panel. It was such a perfect example of I'm not an member of an organized party. I'm a Democrat because the first person I introduced was Ron Perlman. He wasn't there. He's backstage talking to Malcolm Nance. No one brought the stools out. A couple of the microphones didn't work. We're all just like, and everybody loved it. We're just like, okay. I mean, but that's not what this was, this speaker fight. This was just, I mean, you could see how completely dysfunctional a caucus they have and how disinterested they are in getting anything done for the American people.
Agreed. And here's the other thing that irritated me about that whole debacle was that it was created by Republicans. It was continued by Republicans. I mean, you know, they created the whole rule that it allowed the motion to vacate.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. One person to vacate the speaker position. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Matt Gaetz triggered it, got Kevin McCarthy booted out of there.
Yeah.
Right. And then Kevin McCarthy turns around and blames Democrats for it.
Yeah.
Make that make sense.
Yeah. Oh, here is, speaking of Gaetz, Representative Rapey McForehead. Here he is.
The swamp is on the run. MAGA is ascendant. Oh. And if you don't think that moving from Kevin McCarthy to MAGA Mike Johnson shows the ascendance of this movement and where the power in the Republican Party truly lies, then you're not paying attention. But they are crying. They are hand-wringing and bedwetting over on K Street. Because we have an honorable, righteous man who is about to take this position. He's going to do great things for the country.
Oh, my God. And also, is he going to block the ethics investigation of Matt Gaetz, which is, I think, Matt Gaetz's main concern?
Right.
Yes. Right?
Yeah. I always forget about that ethics investigation. And I guess that's the point here. Now he's playing nice. Now he's like being the good little boy who fell in line, who learned his lesson, hoping that, I guess, that they continue to forget about it. Yeah. Was that even part of the deal for him to bring those 8 Republicans in line so that they could all be in lockstep and get this thing passed? You stop being a jerk and we'll make that ethics investigation go away.
Well, that was the most entertaining part of the Sunday shows this week, is Kevin McCarthy's like, I don't know what's in that ethics thing, but it must be really bad shut down the whole Congress over it. Okay, yeah, Governor Tim Walz, I thought, summed all this up from Minnesota.
They're starting to see all of this is circus. What matters to them is that our economy is moving in Minnesota. We're moving towards a clean energy economy. We're expanding access to meals for children in school. Those are things that the Biden-Harris administration did, and I think it's important for all of us, and this is why this question is really good. This case needs to go forward, and it needs to be heard because the law matters, but let's not be distracted about this. This is a question about, yes, our democracy, and it's a question about those policies that improve lives.
One last one. Tim Walz.
People don't want to be absorbed with this 24/7. The circus around Donald Trump and the nonsense of House Republicans. That's why we need to bring some sanity back to this. Joe Biden wakes up in the morning, gets the job done. That's what I think they're thinking about.
Yeah, Exactly. I mean, that's what it's going to come down to at the end of the day, is he just, you know, and he's in the middle of this unbelievable international crisis, and he just keeps his head down and keeps working for the American people, doesn't he?
It boggles my mind. I mean, I am overly impressed and, like, pleasantly surprised, because I've said this before, I'll say it again. Joe Biden was not my first choice. He wasn't even my second choice.
Me neither.
But when
Kamala and then Liz Warren. And
flip it for me.
Yeah.
Liz Warren was my first choice.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad, like, he was born for this moment. And, you know, he was a gaffe machine, right? I hated that about, you know, in the run up to him getting the nomination. I was like, he's a walking gaffe machine. You know, he had to stutter. You know,
have you listened to Donald Trump's speeches lately?
he's got his issues. He's not perfect, but nobody's perfect, right? But with that said, he was perfect for this moment.
Yeah. I'll say.
He rose to it. So I fully love the job that he's doing, and I'm going to make it my mission in life for the next 13,
how long,
whatever, I don't know, Matt.
It's going to be the longest year
for the
of
next
our lives.
Year and a month until Election Day to make sure I spread the word, because I don't think he gets enough credit in the media, you know, for the job he's doing. I don't think Democrats get enough credit. And even with Republicans as a comparison point, right, with their insanity and their inability to pass anything, to get anything done, Democrats got the infrastructure done. They got the CHIPS Act done. They got the PACT Act. They got semiconductors, medication, insulin.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Negotiated
insulin.
Down to $35 per month. You know, I mean, come on. These are huge.
Yeah, they really are.
Just today, 4.9 GDP.
Yeah.
Things that I never pay attention to, you know.
Yeah.
That.
And meanwhile, let's play compare and contrast. Stormed out like a baby. Trump leveled by legal expert for tantrum at New York fraud trial. He literally stomped out like a baby. Trump spoke to the media after he was fined $10,000 for what the judge says is his second violation of a partial gag order at his trial in New York. By the way, this is not the hush money payoff trial. This is the general being a fraud his entire life trial. Analyst Lisa Rubin said Trump did himself no favors by making a big show out of abruptly fleeing a courtroom after the judge fined him. Trump stormed out like a baby. She said he was likely additionally frustrated because his attorney, Alina Haba, did not score any points during her cross-examination of Michael Cohen. There was speculation yesterday, Brooklyn Dad, that she may be wife number four. I'm not sure what the point of Alina Haba is, except that she's pretty. I don't really know. Yeah, I just, this whole, Alina Haba.
Oh, bless you.
Okay, thank you again. Told the judge at the start of Wednesday's trial that she found it incredibly distracting when there were eye rolls and whispering during her cross-examination. I don't know who that was, but I think it's because she's such an awful, awful lawyer. People are like, oh, my God, really?
You get what you pay for,
right?
You know, the funny thing is, ironically, he isn't paid for most of his lawyers.
Yeah.
I guess that's where he is right now. You know, you're going to stiff all your lawyers.
Yeah.
You're going to get the bottom of the barrel.
The punchline I'd forgotten, what with, you know, Sidney Powell and Jenna Ellis flipping, is that they called themselves the Elite Strike Force. Remember that?
They were remember that.
They were his election Elite Strike Force.
Right.
Sad trumpet.
Can't even get a jury trial.
Yeah. Lawyers representing Trump filed a motion to dismiss charges against their client by alleging vindictive prosecutorial bias on the part of Jack Smith. One criminal law professor read through the filing, determined it was quite awful and likely to fail. You're right. He hires either the worst lawyers, then doesn't pay them. And we were saying Jenna Ellis, if he had just kept paying her legal bills, she'd still be lying for him.
I agree.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of crying in court.
I can't tell you how satisfying it was. I mean, it might sound mean, but it was very satisfying to see her weeping the other day, even though maybe those were crocodile tears, whatever.
Oh, I live on, I guzzle salty MAGA tears, just like Rudy Giuliani at that cigar bar, just.
But the point I'm trying to make is that she was so smug, you know, even in the mugshot, she was all cheesing.
Yeah.
And I love everybody's takes on the started going, you know, the before and the after.
Yeah.
She's smiling for the mugshot. Now she's weeping while reading that letter. That was awesome.
Alina Haba.
God bless you.
Thank you again. This proving once again, if you can't be right, just be loud. She apparently was screaming. Cohen said, I have answered every question you ask. Why are you screaming at me? This is like the whole Republican Party. If it's loud noises, that is what GOP loud noises. I don't know what we're yelling about. That's what it's become, right?
Loud noises!
GOP 2024. We represent loud noises.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Okay.
That's a great movie.
Isn't it the greatest? And we will see. We've been talking, Brooklyn Dad, all morning about what you do next in terms of a gag order. So Trump's targeting of a known witness, obviously he's referring probably to Mark Meadows, in his federal election interference case, demonstrates why the gag order against him must be reinstated. Jack Smith argued late last night. He said there is a need to safeguard the integrity of the proceedings, including by protecting certain trial participants from intimidation, harassment, and threats. What the defendant may not do is publicly target certain trial participants in order to vilify and implicitly encourage violence against public servants or to launch a pretrial smear campaign against foreseeable witnesses. They're saying Trump went way too far by attacking a possible witness. And I was saying, with these MAGA lunatics, you know, out there committing violence, you know, continually, of course you'd have to be terrified of Mark Meadows. We were saying, you know, I hate to say it, but, you know, but Brooklyn Dad, we were saying some experts are talking about, like, you know, if something happens to a judge or a prosecutor, the case goes forward with new ones. If, you know, MAGA will recognize that he's the key witness against Donald Trump, Mark Meadows, right?
Mm.
I mean, this clear, as you said, it was witness tampering 101, Trump's truth or whatever it was.
Yeah, you know, and before I was just about to like dismiss the possibility of something untoward, something horrible happening to Mark Meadows, but you can't dismiss anything because his audience is unhinged. They're unhinged, and nothing matters to them anymore. The Constitution doesn't matter. Laws don't matter. Rationality, common sense don't matter. Only Donald Trump matters. I mean, this is a guy who claims to be a billionaire, and they are steadily Ma and Pa, who can barely afford to pay their cable bill, are sending this guy money.
Well, that's how saying you gotta do something more than a $10,000 fine, because he probably raised millions off of that already, right? From his idiots. Yeah. Yeah, going, oh, wah, 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 poor me. I mean, we were saying, as on cue, he puts out a statement with like one line about the shooting this morning, and then right back to him and how he's the real victim of everything and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my God.
I
missed that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're welcome. Okay. 47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by My Morning Kick. Can you see him, right? Today's hiking day, right? You can tell by Bonnie and Clyde, they're getting a little,
they're,
you know,
antsy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Morning Kick is it's my go-to, man. When I'm biking, hiking, you name it, it's a delicious, refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support your gut health for improved digestion, boost energy levels, support your immune system, and help you feel more youthful.
Youthful.
Yeah. I'm more like a ute. I feel more energized, focused. Helps manage my stress.
Yes.
Stressful these days. Can help you maintain a healthy weight, more energy, and smooth regular bowel movements.
The boom booms.
Yes, I do good boom booms now.
Atta girl.
Great.
It's a fantastic strawberry lemonade flavor.
It is.
It's not like a bag of grass clippings like some of those drinks. It's fantastic and delicious.
Yep.
Okay. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Use the code Stephanie, or you can text.
WAUK. Love your...
Guess what? You asked for it, and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th. You're not comfortable until you are at Tri-City
Services. From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station. Teams have torn this
boy apart. Welcome to Asgos, Wisconsin. Jane Matt Mayer in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board. Carol Kane with me in our studio in downtown Waukesha. Just a reminder, new mom Kristen is joining us every Wednesday from 10:30 to 11 o'clock, doing some little check-in while she's off on maternity leave, and we get a chance to check on little Frankie Lou. We did not see her yesterday. She was apparently being a little loud.
Oh.
Little girl was being a little loud.
They have a tendency to do that.
They do that.
And for some reason, babies just don't reason.
What is it with you? You're a month old. That's, snap out of it.
That's enough. Stop it.
Exactly. We are taking your calls and your texts at 844-967-2789 on different ways you and other people you know have hurt themselves doing just some pretty basic things. Texter says, this didn't happen at home, but I twisted my ankle walking across a completely flat parking lot. My mother was stepping out of the motorhome, tripped and missed a step, and broke her foot when she hit the ground.
Oh, boy.
My youngest sister, twirling around the living room, smacked her hand against the back of the couch and fractured her arm.
Oh!
Owie!
Well, I will...
I know.
The, when I was a little girl, I was kind of a tomboy. I know that's shocking, but I had my best friends... were Peter Marino and Doug Maxted. And we had gone to some place and I bought a brand new cowboy hat. And I saw that Peter Marino had come home. My mom had put the cowboy hat on top of the mantle.
Okay.
And as I was racing to the living room to get my cowboy hat, I tripped on one of the throw rugs and I went headfirst into the brick fireplace.
Carol!
Yeah. And so I've got like a Frankenstein scar under my bangs.
Oh.
And I kind of sat back and bleeding like you can't believe.
Like crazy, yeah.
And my mom comes out and she starts screaming. And then that was a trip to the emergency room. And the doc just looked at me and he goes, okay, we got to put a bunch of stitches in this thing. So, yeah, I went headfirst into the fireplace.
You are a hazard to yourself.
I need one of those hazard like signs.
Yes.
I have tons of those stories too of I'm surprised. I've never broken a bone and I've never had a stitch and I've never gone to surgery. And somehow, and I have done some, I was once in bed and I stretched too hard and I pulled my back.
That's
and
hilarious.
I got sent home from work. They like, I walked in, they're like, just go home. You can't do your job right now.
844-967-2789. Texter, one day my dad had some family over to work on a pickup truck. They turned the engine by hand to do something, forgot it was still in gear, and the truck rolled off its jack stands.
Oh my
His
God.
Littlest and skinniest brother was working under the truck at the time, scared the bejesus out of everybody, but no physical injuries. That's amazing.
Oh my God. That's funny. It reminds me of when my dad was mowing the lawn once and he had a riding lawnmower. My grandpa came over and they were talking and he just got off the lawnmower and I was five and I just walked up to it and I was just looking at the lawnmower and I decided to touch the muffler.
Oh,
I put my hand on the muffler and it was one of those things like with electricity where like you can't let go right away.
Oh.
I put my hand on it. I was just like, oh, this hurts. And I started screaming. And my dad, I think my dad was like, are you okay? And then he was sort of probably in his head going, my son's an idiot.
What if
I've raised a moron.
He's never going to make it to 10. It's never going to happen. Well, speaking of different ways to hurt yourself, this is going to be a doozy. The first ever Florida Man Games coming soon to St. Augustine, Florida.
Oh, boy.
We've all heard the Florida Man tropes.
Florida Man
wrestles with an alligator, loses his leg. There's all kinds of Florida Man stories. Yes. Real life stories of the world's worst superhero, Florida Man. Some of the events will include a wild day of mud games and Florida-style obstacle courses.
What could go
wrong? A great opportunity to live that Florida man life for a day.
Yeah, what could go wrong?
I was going to say, it means a lot when Carol says, what could go wrong?
Among the contests planned for next February in St. Augustine, the evading arrest obstacle course, in which contestants jump over fences and through yards while being chased by real police officers. The Category 5 cash grab, in which participants try to grab as much money as they can in a wind-blowing booth. Well, that's been done
I'll
before.
Do that. Yeah.
That's not so odd. And beer belly wrestling.
I feel like if you want to make that cash thing more Florida, just throw wasps in there.
Something.
Yeah, you got to make it a little more Florida.
There should be an alligator in there or something.
Yeah, something. What exactly is beer belly wrestling?
I can only imagine it's large shirtless men
wrestling.
You called?
There you go.
Does this call to you, Greg Bach?
Absolutely not. Although, here's the thing is, I bet you most of the people taking part in these games are non-Florida men. Like, it's going to be a bunch of guys who look like me from the north with ironic mullets. Like, I want to do that. And then real Florida people watching going, you wouldn't last 10 seconds, son.
You know what? That's like those lumberjack contests where you see these, you know, these idiots that are going to be climbing. You've got big saws and you're trying to saw something in half real fast, or you're trying to, you know, just shimmy up this.
See, that I would watch. I would love to go to a lumberjack competition. Kristen and I have talked about that before because there's one it's in Hayward.
Yep.
And we've talked about that. This just sounds
right.
Like someone is seriously going to get hurt.
This is like a redneck game.
General admission is only $45.
Or 30 rack of Keystone.
You know what's going to happen? That's why I'm not going to a lumberjack contest, because there's going to be some errant axe that is going to go off course, and it's going to, Carol's going to catch it.
I can
ask. Yeah. You know what? That makes sense.
With your record?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Stay away from those things.
And then I'm a headline, and Carol Kane is a headline. She took an axe to the gut.
And she's still alive. All right. When we come back, we have the top of the hour news coming up next. Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here, as she is every Thursday, for our public cervix announcement. So if you have questions for her about your health, just in general, or something specific, shoot us a text at 844-967-2789. And then at 1133, J.R. Radcliffe, we're going to be talking sports. All kinds of things going on in Wisconsin that we can kick around. Some good, some not so good. So that's all coming up. I hope you can stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You're listening to us on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Choosing where you get your mortgage is important. You may be a home buyer looking for mortgage options, or a homeowner looking for a home equity line of credit. That's why you should consider a trusted partner like Members Advantage Credit Union. They can provide low and competitive rates and closing costs with free and easy pre-approval.
Visit MembersAdvantageCU.com to learn about home loans or home equity options. That's MembersAdvantageCU.com. Members Advantage Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News special report, at least 18 dead in Lewiston, Maine, 13 injured in the mass shooting at a bar and bowling alley. Governor Janet Mills.
The people of Lewiston are enduring immeasurable pain. I wish I could take